This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio, and we're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National mortgage lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully. Mortgage confidently. Here's a question to ponder as I continue to take a few calls on the Draymond and Durant situation at 855-212-4227. Does Aaron Rodgers get a pass? Think about that for a second. We're going to get right back to it. Does Aaron Rodgers get a pass? CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Alex in Illinois. Alex, you're next up here on CBS Sports Radio.
Robin, good morning, man. How are you?
Good morning, Alex. What's going on, dude?
Nothing much, man. Just pulled up to work. But I was just thinking, I enjoy listening to the talk show in the morning. And I just wanted to say maybe we're overthinking it just a little bit. Maybe I know we're not dealing with the most mature individuals, but maybe we're not giving enough credit to the Warriors organization and Steve Kerr over there and what he's done to pull the egos together so far. What if Draymond apologized and said that he was speaking in the moment? You know, he didn't say anything that nobody has said before. The things he said, he said, I believe, to get under Durant's skin because he knew how to do it. Durant, upset him with it, blaming him basically for not winning the game, doing what he needed to win the game. And I think it was just an emotional moment. Draymond was angry at Durant for what he said. He knew how to get under Durant's skin and said what has been said in the media before. And maybe an apology can fix all this.
Fair. Maybe it can. I just don't know with Durant if that doesn't stick in his craw and not go away. And also, I don't know if it doesn't happen again. If Draymond's going to speak like that, I think that might be genuine from Draymond, but it's fair. Between Steve Kerr and Steph Curry, those are the two guys who you think could maybe mediate a situation like that. How about Victor in Richmond? Victor, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Victor.
If I was Durant, I would demand a trade now. I'm like, you feel like you can win without me? Let's see it. I mean, I feel like as a grown man, to just allow yourself to continue to be disrespected like that, if he doesn't want it out of there, then he's softer than we thought.
Ooh. Now the challenges are being issued. If Durant is out there listening, he might take that to heart as well. It's interesting times there. And before we get to that question I asked about Aaron Rodgers, I'm going to segue there by talking about LeBron quickly for a second and his passing of Wilt Chamberlain this week. Not going to spend a bunch of time on it. Obviously, there'll be plenty of time to talk about LeBron on this show and others as the year goes along. But when you see LeBron James pass Wilt Chamberlain in scoring, no less, I think it's worth noting that nobody talks about dude as a scorer. In fact, it's almost as if he's discredited as a scorer sometimes. People make up subcategories for other players because they know they can't say that this guy's the best player. They can't say that because LeBron exists, so they have to go, well, Kevin Durant is the best scorer in the NBA. Or Giannis or Anthony Davis are the best big men in the NBA. Or Steph Curry is the best shooter in the NBA. Like, subcategories because you can't say they're the best player. But even if you're subcategorizing scorer, is LeBron James not the best scorer in the NBA? Just because he's both Michael and Magic, and that's why every single team he's on is a championship contender. If LeBron is on your team, you are a championship contender. And as much as, if we're going beyond the Golden State Warriors, you're looking at championship contenders, I would put the Lakers in that mix. And I've said that since the second they signed him. Just look at the impact on the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Cleveland Cavaliers went from the NBA Finals to people saying they could lose to Duke. And then you're just talking about the numbers beyond that. Right? I mean, LeBron's going to be the all-time leading scorer in NBA history, barring injury. And since he's indestructible, I think he's going to be the all-time leading scorer in NBA history. Number one. And it's not just like a compiling thing. Like, Wilt Chamberlain has these huge, gaudy scoring numbers and statistics, period. Now, there's context. I mean, who was Wilt Chamberlain playing against way back then? There were so many possessions in the game. There were so many missed shots. But even if you, let's just say, break it down per 36-minute average, LeBron scored more points per 36 minutes for his career than Wilt Chamberlain. Next up on the list, Michael Jordan. If you were to ask me, like, who's a better scorer, Michael Jordan or LeBron James? Well, Jordan, you know, LeBron is more like Magic than Michael. So Jordan is the better scorer. LeBron's going to pass Michael Jordan on fewer shots. LeBron's points per shot is higher than Michael Jordan. Scores more efficiently than Michael Jordan did. Now, part of that's era, too, with the three-point shot. LeBron takes more threes, much better three-point shooter than Jordan was. Still, you know, he's better at the rim, and he's better from three. And he's the threat to do the other stuff off the dribble. I mean, just because he's kind of... I mean, that's why I say he's the best player ever. You just... The way he's able to impact a game... You know, the other night against the Blazers, there was a stretch of about a minute where... He threw a no-look alley-oop to JaVale McGee from half court. Then on the next possession, blocked a Dame Lillard dunk attempt at the rim. And then on the next possession, hit a 35-foot three. So, like, I mean, just putting, impacting the game down to the bone gristle. But even if you're isolating the scoring part, if his database was rewired to Mamba mentality, he would lead the NBA in scoring every single year. It's just not. That's not who he is. It's part of his greatness. And he's still as good a scorer as anyone who ever lived. So when you're seeing those numbers, just the proper context also needs to be applied to them. The guy is as good a scorer as anyone who ever lived, even if you can argue that scoring isn't the best thing he does on the basketball court. Crazy. But when you are a star, the level of LeBron, when you're that level star, and maybe there's nobody else who's that level star, so it only applies to LeBron, but you see crazy, irrational takes all the time. I mean, there's still a subsection of fans who I think, for the most part, LeBron won everybody over, like 90-something percent of people. But there's still this like group who I think their fandom was tied into rooting against LeBron, that it became a thing. And there's a certain guy in sports media who fueled that, and like it's now just like a thing, and these people will go to any length to try and bring him down and say something negative. And even the main, you know, even all of us in general, like the rational people, are insane when it comes to LeBron. Because there's always like hysteria and turmoil following his team. And I laughed about it a couple weeks ago when people were talking about the Lakers and it being, you know, oh, look at this. I told you it was going to fail. I was like, yeah, give it a couple weeks, fellas. And here we are. And last year with the Cavs in December. Yeah, it's December. Let's give, you know. And he took those bumps to the finals. There's always that. There's always just like hysteria because we expect so much from him that one of the chief criticisms is honestly... Why doesn't LeBron drive to the basket on every single play and play shutdown defense on every single play? Like, that's one of the chief criticisms of him. That's insane. And if he takes one play off on defense, one possession, it becomes a viral clip. One possession in the regular season of an 82-game regular season. I say all that to say this. LeBron gets argued as the GOAT. I argue it. So, in a sense, when that's the case, people are going to nitpick you, right? The standard is so high that you're going to be the best ever. Certain things come along with it. You need the results, and you need to be able to handle the scrutiny. So, if that's the standard for arguably the best ever in basketball, is a similar standard at all applied to Aaron Rodgers in football? Now, I could, and I will say, that standard is ridiculous. So perhaps it's a good thing that that standard is applied to no one else. It feels like that standard is only applied to LeBron. Doesn't feel like it's applied to Durant or Curry or any of those guys at the NBA level, like other legendary players. So maybe it's just a unique phenomenon. But there is a part of me that wonders with Aaron Rodgers if he never catches any heat. Ever. And you're supposed to be the best of all time. Is what's going on with the Packers, does that match up with it? Now, look, I'm not unfair. I realize that the Packers are relevant largely, if not solely, due to Aaron Rodgers. You know, he that team was over 500 when he played last year, and I think they were 3-6 in the games he was out. But this year, he's been there the whole time, and they're 4-5-1. He didn't have a great night the other night, particularly in the second half. His statistics look fine. And I just almost, it's almost never broached to me that something was his fault. It's always that the organization has failed him. McCarthy needs to go. And I'm not even saying that he, maybe it's just like people are actually more rational in that standard. But it you know, it does feel like relative to guys who are considered the best ever or in that argument, there's a lower bar for him to clear. You know, Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, we're used to them winning all the time. Brady's won all the Super Bowls. Manning's team won every single year. Meanwhile, Aaron Rodgers just be the quarterback of these mediocre teams. And people are like, he's the best ever, best I've ever seen. Word? I'm curious, does Aaron Rodgers get a pass? Or people just like, is one of these things that people are actually like sound, sports fans are actually sound and reasonable about? Again, the standard might be unfair, but if the standard for the best ever is applied to Aaron Rodgers, I do kind of think he gets a little bit of a pass. 855-212-4227. Does Aaron Rodgers get a pass? 855-212-4227 at Robin Lundberg on Twitter. Meaning like sometimes I'll say something like, oh, this player didn't have a good game. Stop making excuses for LeBron. You know, like you if that is, and the word excuses has bugged me out because when you're like actually doing analysis and giving reasons, people throw excuses at you. But a lot of excuses for Aaron Rodgers sometimes. It's the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I want to let you know CBS Super Bowl season continues Sunday with exciting regional action. The Pittsburgh Steelers head south to battle the Jacksonville Jaguars, and later the Los Angeles Chargers host the Denver Broncos in a classic AFC West showdown. Check your local listings for the game in your area and kick off the day with the NFL Today, presented by Jeep at 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific on CBS. Here's the question. Does Aaron Rodgers get a pass? 855-212-4227. Chris, what do you think?
I don't think he does. I think Aaron Rodgers does get a lot of criticism. I mean, even in that game on Thursday night, I saw a lot of people criticizing Aaron Rodgers' second-half performance, and I didn't think he was that bad in the second half.
All right. I don't see the criticism. That's the one thing I don't – I mean, I think the better argument and maybe we're just following different people or around different people. I think the better argument is, you know, the criticism that's applied to other people is out of control and therefore shouldn't be the standard that's applied to anyone. And it not being applied to Aaron Rodgers doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with Aaron Rodgers. It means he's being properly evaluated. But I do think that the standard when it comes to other guys who are talked about as the best ever isn't usually given to Aaron Rodgers.
I think the difference, too, when you compare football, is football has more players, more moving parts, more ways to share the blame. In the NBA, you kind of focusing more on one guy. And there's no debate. Even people talk about the Brady-Rodgers debate. There's no debate bigger than the Michael and LeBron. So everything LeBron does is compared to MJ on
sure.
any given night.
But as you just mentioned, Aaron Rodgers is talked about in comparison with Tom Brady. How about Ron in the car? Ron, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Ron?
Hey, we're talking about criticisms and quarterbacks. Totally different than Aaron Rodgers was Tony Romo. I'm a Texas guy, lifetime Cowboy fan. Tony Romo never did anything. And the idiots here, oh, my God, he's the best quarterback ever, all this stuff. Hell, Dak Prescott came in his rookie year, a 3-13 season. Tony Romo never did that in 12 years.
But well, yes, but no one talked about Tony Romo as the best ever. That's the difference.
Yeah. No, they're doing it here. In Texas, they do. Oh, my God, he's the best quarterback the Cowboys ever had.
Well, but that's different than best ever, even still.
They say the best that we ever had, and I just don't see it. You got to win the big game to be the best.
Tony Romo was called a choker by a lot of people, even though he had great fourth quarter numbers. I just don't see the comparison is apt. One, we're not talking about the best quarterback. I mean, even if you're talking about the best quarterback in Packers history, that would be a higher standard than the best quarterback in Cowboys history. But even with that said, it still would be not the same as the best ever, period. And I think Tony Romo, you know, he got labeled, like I said, he's the guy people would say vomit all over himself, even though he had the best fourth quarter number. So it was a bit of a catch-22. And no one considered him an all-time great. I think people said he was a really good player. And, you know, a borderline Hall of Fame kind of guy. Not a shoo-in legend like Aaron Rodgers. How about John in Wisconsin? John, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, John?
Hey, how are you this morning?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Wanted to just kind of chime in on the Aaron Rodgers stuff. I think he gets a little bit of a pass simply because it is a team game. In the NBA, there's a lot more chance for players to take over the game and truly be the best. In the NFL, if you don't have pieces around you, you're just not going to win as many games. That's my take. I'm going to hang up and let's talk.
Yeah, and look, Chris said it before. It's fair. Like football, what are you going to do? We've seen garbage quarterbacks go pretty far. You don't have to have a great quarterback to win. At the same time, it's almost unfathomable that a team led by Tom Brady or Peyton Manning would be struggling to make the playoffs. And with Brady, there's one thing you say, they have Belichick and the Patriots. Couldn't really say that with Peyton Manning, could you? Wasn't one of the defenses of Peyton Manning is that he didn't have Belichick, he didn't have the Patriots and all that, and his team was like 11-5, 12-4 every single year, 13-3 every year. And then, you know, Aaron Rodgers sometimes, if we're applying that pass beyond the play, what about the way he conducts himself? He's mad surly and passive-aggressive in a lot of these press conferences.
Is he?
Yeah. Like he was the other night when that guy asked him, you know, oh, is your hope gone for the season? The way he reacted to that question even.
It was kind of a ridiculous question. They're 4-5. They're one game under 500.
It's not a ridiculous question. You can answer it and say we're one game under 500. We're a game back, you know, but just the tone. It wasn't, that's not like the leadership tone I'm looking for.
If the Lakers lose their next four games, how do you think LeBron's asking if I walk in there and say, is all hope lost, LeBron?
Okay, but if LeBron says something like that, how many people are talking about it for days on end?
A lot of people.
Yeah, and they're not with Aaron Rodgers. No one's talking about that at all.
Okay.
Let's go to Simon in Dallas. Simon, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Simon?
Hey, what's up, Robin?
How are you, man?
Just living, man. I have something to say about your LeBron comment when you're talking about him being the scorer. It's just because, like you said yourself, he's on a team with a bunch of bums, so he has to score a lot. He has no choice.
Well, he's also going to be top five all time in assists. You realize, right?
Yeah. I'm not trying to bash him or nothing. He's good, no doubt. But that's like his 4 years in Miami. His average wasn't as high as it was his 4 years in Cleveland. Obviously, because he was around other players that were scoring. That's like Kobe when he was with Ori and Shaq. His average was less than his last two championships when he didn't have all these good scores around him.
Except for that's not true. That's all good, well and good, except for it's not true. Like, his scoring average was just as high in Miami as it's been since Miami.
Oh, okay. Oh, my fault. I thought it was lower. I could have swore that it was lower because, you know, obviously he had more scores around him. He didn't have the pressure of bringing the ball up all the time and, you know, having to take the shot all the time because, you know, Wade was holding his own. You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
Right now, LeBron's scoring average is the highest it's been since 2013, 2014, which was his last season in Miami.
Yeah, but just say, for example, what about the three before? I understand what you're saying. Like I said, I'm not trying to bash LeBron.
Oh, no. I mean, look, if you look at his scoring, it's almost the same, dude. There's no difference. There's one outlier year or two outlier years his first time in Cleveland when, yes, he was completely ball dominant and they were completely dependent on his offense, just like they were in the playoffs last year. But for the most part, his scoring average is more or less the same, give or take a point.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go to Bill in San Jose. Bill, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Okay, I was going to say about Aaron Rodgers, I agree that he does get a pass. I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing, but, you know, considering the players around him, I mean, let's take a look here. Look at the Steelers. Look at Roethlisberger had. Look at the Brady. Look at some of these guys that have that are on great teams that have a lot more player around them than Rodgers does, and that they still, you know, they're still struggling. Rodgers is a good quarterback. Whether he'll go in the Hall of Fame someday, I think if he can get a few more pieces between now and about five more years, he might. But I want to say,
wait, what? He might get in the Hall of Fame?
No, I think he will get in the Hall of Fame.
That's not a question. Whether or not he gets in the Hall of Fame,
he's gonna need some personnel to help him out.
Sure.
It's a team game. You're right about that, what you said earlier. It takes 11 guys on each side of the line to do the job and to have a little luck with injuries and a few other things to get there, you know?
Yeah, no, of course. And maybe that's why perhaps he's just evaluated fairly and we're so used to stars being evaluated unfairly. But I don't think the same standard applies to him. Does Aaron Rodgers get a pass? 855-212-4227. But as far as the Hall of Fame, I mean, he's already got his pass to get in the Hall of Fame. That's a done deal. There's no... That's not even a question.
Do you think LeBron gets in?
Yeah. in your opinion, is Nathan Peterman a Hall of Famer?
You're listening to The Robin Lundberg Show.
It is The Robin Lundberg Show, CBS Sports Radio. Asking you if Aaron Rodgers gets a pass, considering people talk about him as the best ever, and yet I hardly ever hear any negativity go his way, even if the W's aren't going the Pac's way. Let's go to Jared in Pennsylvania. Jared, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
So, yeah, I definitely think he gets a pass, and something that I really don't understand. You know, I don't know if you remember this, and I don't even know why I remember this, and I had to actually look it up to make sure I was correct, but back in 2016, JerMichael Finley came out, and he ripped Aaron Rodgers after he left the Packers. He called him self-centered, arrogant. He said he holds grudges. He's not a team guy. And, you know, I don't understand if that's how, you know, maybe JerMichael Finley had some beef with him or something. I'm not really sure. But I can't imagine that not being at least partially true. You know, it just doesn't make any sense to me. And, you know, the one thing I don't understand about Aaron Rodgers is, you know, you have a player like a T.O. or Odell. when they get worked up, when they give like a little bit of attitude to the media, they're identified as, you know, self-centered and everything else. But when Aaron Rodgers does it, he's identified as passionate, you know, and it doesn't sit well with me, because he seems like that arrogant, spoiled little kid that gets away with everything. So he kind of keeps doing what he wants to do, and nobody calls him out on it. So, yeah, I definitely think he gets a pass.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's some truth to that. When we're talking about, aside from just performance, if we're talking about public projection, press conferences and the like, there's plenty of guys who get called unlikable. And from the way they handle themselves or conduct themselves. And I never hear that about Rodgers. And to be quite honest, sometimes he comes across to me as unlikable in the post-game stuff. Again, condescending, passive-aggressive, surly, all that stuff. So if that infiltrates the locker room and the huddle, you know, maybe he's not the easiest guy to play with. Maybe he's not the guy that's inspiring everyone else around him. How about Matt in Illinois? Matt, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good. How are you?
Good. I live not too far from Wisconsin, so I hear a lot of the Rodgers stuff that goes on, and I think he definitely does get a pass. And he's looked at in another light, like he is some sort of savior, but there's also a lot of stories that trickle out in the area that kind of show like what kind of a jerk he is. But
well, like what? Like, also, can you give me an example?
There was a video online that was, I don't know if it went too viral, where a woman waited for him for an autograph for the Packers, and he walked right past her. Clay Matthews stopped, signed, and I don't care for Clay Matthews all that much either. I'm a Bears fan, but he stopped, took photos, signed everything for this older lady, and Rodgers just didn't even acknowledge her. But as a Bears fan,
I'd have to say, that kind of thing happens all, like, look, I would hope to stop and help you, but, you know,
I just
want to defend sometimes, you know, that. You don't know what's going on through a guy's head, what where they're at in that very moment, and how often sure. they're asked to stop and do all that stuff. So I don't know if I would use a moment like that to write
I'm just
the whole
that's
script
just,
on him.
But an example.
No, I got you. Go ahead.
But as a Bears fan, I've seen him just destroy us with no talent around him at all. And he has no defense. So, I mean, as far as like the greatest ever, I mean, that's might be a stretch, but he's definitely up there, and he's obviously an amazing talent. But I do think he gets a pass for sure.
Yeah, sure. And you know, Matt, the question isn't whether he is great or not. Obviously, he's great, right? It's the same standard of greatness applied to him that is applied to other greats, and that's the real question. Now, maybe again, the standard is flawed, and that it's fine that it's not applied. But I don't think the same standard is applied to Aaron Rodgers for either his team's failure or success, nor his conduct. Conduct might be strong. Nor his persona. That's probably better. Chris in Rhode Island. Chris, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Chris?
All right, so, Robin, let me understand this, because I put the radio on at 10 past 7. You are giving Rodgers a pass?
No, I'm wondering if he gets one, and I think he does get a little bit of a pass, at least relative to the way other people who are called the best ever are talked about.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's fair to put him in the best ever category, honestly. I think it's fair to put him as a, like we were saying before, a Hall of Fame quarterback. I just don't think, first of all, Rodgers, I mean, he's very unlikable, I think, because, I mean, I was watching, I mean, I'm Rhode Island, I'm a Patriots fan, but when I was watching the game, it just doesn't look like he's all that into it on the field. Like, you know, I've been watching Brady my whole life, basically. I'm only, you know, I'm 31 years old. And I don't know, it could be 35 to 10, and he'll score a touchdown, and he'll come up to the guy, he'll be screaming, grabbing his face mask, yeah, let's go. And then you've got Rodgers, who's just not that. And I'm not saying that's not, you know, that's not what makes him great or whatever. It just doesn't seem like he's that into it. And then another thing is, whenever he has the ball, you know, he never, I mean, what's his, he doesn't win a lot when there's only 2 minutes left in the game. And I know that's not his fault a lot. Either, you know, the running back will fumble or something stupid will happen. But I feel like, I don't know, you got to, in those situations, you got to go to people you feel confident with most. And I don't think he does that. I think he just kind of carries the ball a little too long. He looks for a big play, and that's what his problem is. But I'm just going to hang up and listen. Thank you, Robin. I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, two things you just mentioned. One was the end of the game. Remember he didn't get a chance a couple weeks ago? Montgomery fumbled. Then Montgomery was traded right after. Curious in the sense of maybe the power Rodgers might wield behind the scenes. And, you know, this is being wildly speculative and unfair, so let me couch it by saying that. But, you know, if a mistake is the kind of thing that would make him say, trade this guy, that would set off my alarms a little bit. And then on top of that, there was a moment where Bill Belichick was mic'd up in that Patriots-Packers game the other night. Remember Aaron Rodgers played against Tom Brady? I don't know if anybody heard. Well, Belichick was mic'd up, and he was saying, if we keep him in the pocket, he's going to throw us one. You know, Rodgers is at his best when he's being improvisational, when he's rolling out and all that. And I just found it a little telling that the best coach of all time, talking about Aaron Rodgers, was so confident, if we just keep him, you know, where he's supposed to be, in a sense, he's going to throw us one. How about Terrell in Dallas? You're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Good, man. How are you?
All right. I mean, I know I told you guys in the studio that he doesn't get a pass, but I have to change my mind just sitting here. He does get a pass, but at the same time, he passes the eye test. You know, just like you said, he improvises on a lot of his plays. He doesn't get the innovative calls like the Rams, the Bears, you know, like the Chiefs. You know, it's very, you know, very simple. He draws it up just like how he threw that touchdown to that tight end on Thursday. It's just, you know, he passes the eye test, but he has that, you know, that Kobe Bryant mentality where he can get on people and get under people's skin, you know, but you have to have a certain, you know, you have to have a certain mentality to play with those type of guys. So,
yeah.
You know, that's the only thing that, you know, that's what gives him his greatness in my mind, because he's just such that competitor. You know, I mean, like the last guy said, he doesn't see it. I see it all the time, because anytime he has the ball, he's trying to do something.
But, is he the kind of competitor that lifts up other guys or not? You know, that's
right.
That's a question, especially at the quarterback position.
Yeah, they just with the Packers, if you're going to trust in Rodgers, just don't pay all those, you know, like when it comes to paying the wide receivers, don't try to hang on to guys. Just, you know, keep that 4-year rotation going when you're going to the draft every year and, you know, pay the O-line and, you know, stuff like that. Hold on to those type of guys.
You know, Chris in the studio just obviously took offense to something that was said. What was it?
He makes his receivers so much better. It's an undoubtable thing. And to his other point, they just got rid of Jordy Nelson to put that money elsewhere.
Yeah, and Jordy Nelson clearly doesn't seem to be the same guy that he once was after the injury and all that. But, you know, has his level of talent been significantly worse than the other guys that he's compared to? Or it's been about the same, I would say.
But you mean Jordy Nelson? Who's
Aaron Rodgers, in general, throughout his career.
Yeah. Okay, I agree with that, yeah.
Yeah, it's been about the same. I'm not saying, like, he's, like, you know, failing with the best, but I'm also not saying, you know, he's had a bunch of bums compared to, you know, the guys that Brady or Manning or any of those guys had.
Overall, yes, there was a couple of years. I mean, he had his number one receiver at one point was Jeff Janis going to a playoff game, who you probably don't know who that is. I mean, who knows who Jeff Janis is, and he nearly won a playoff game with Jeff Janis as his number one wide receiver.
Sure, but Jordy Nelson was as good as any receiver who ever played for, you know, either of those guys outside of, well, Marvin Harrison, Reggie Wayne for Indy, and Randy Moss for New England.
True, but I think when we look at Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers or any of these guys, we see the revolving door of receivers that they've had, and every receiver, it seems, that walk in the locker room, all of a sudden becomes incredible thanks to how good these guys are.
Well, that's supposed to happen, though, right? I mean, that's like why you're getting talked about as we're not saying, you know, is he a great quarterback? We're not saying, is he, you know, a Hall of Fame level quarterback? You're saying, is he the best who ever lived? And when you're saying that, there's a lot that comes into that conversation. How about Adam in Wisconsin? Adam, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You got
it. I want to go up to bat for Aaron Rodgers really quickly.
No doubt. Go ahead.
In a baseball season, we see enough games where my brother calls it the law of averages. And people will slump. People will peak. But overall, the numbers typically come out the same.
The back of the baseball card. Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers in a 16-game season each time, sometimes our sample size feels like it takes up a whole season when he starts to come back to earth a little bit. And we should give him a pass because some of his numbers are just unsustainable, especially on injuries and the wild cards of what could potentially happen. So I don't think we should.
Your phone line is breaking up, but I'm going to have to say, like, what you are describing is a pass. I mean, you are giving him a pass by saying the sample size isn't large enough. If things aren't going well, we just haven't seen enough games. That is the definition of a pass right there.
Where's he calling from?
That was from Wisconsin, yeah. Is Green Bay an actual place? Is that a city? Or is it just where the Packers are called? Nobody knows. Terry in Knoxville. Terry, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, man, how you doing? Actually, Green Bay is a city.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Aaron Rodgers, and I'm a Bears fan, so I can't stand Aaron Rodgers. He gets a pass, but he shouldn't get a pass. But the one thing you said that bothered me was,
okay,
and this is not necessarily toward Aaron Rodgers, but it's towards most people. I'm tired of people saying, do these quarterbacks lift these guys up? These guys are making millions. They shouldn't need Aaron Rodgers to lift them up. They should be out there hustling their butts off anyway.
Agreed, but those things aren't mutually exclusive. Both things can be true, right? Like,
hey,
look.
I got you, but I'm just saying.
I mean, like, all right, what do you do? What do you do for a living?
Up,
what do you do
you
for a living, Terry? Terry, what do you do for a living?
I'm in management.
Okay, so one of your jobs is to sort of inspire the people under you, right?
Inspire or babysit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, part of your job is to just go in and do your job, and part of their job is to just go in and do their job. But if you're doing your job to the best of your ability, then the people under you are working harder as a result of what you're doing, no?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, you're right. I mean, I know what you're saying, but I mean, like, you plan a game for a living. You see what I'm saying?
Well, it's not really a game. That might apply to basketball. That might apply to baseball. That doesn't apply to football. Sorry. They're not playing a game. They're not playing to children. They're putting their lives on the line. This is a dangerous thing that human beings should not be participating in that they're doing. So I don't really buy the whole, it's just a game for football players. It's the Robin Lundberg Show, and it's here on CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.